podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is DCT, and you're listening to the very sexy the audio dream that is Deep Sleep Suplex Retweet. Oh.
Stephen Wilson here from Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet, and I am pleased to be joined on this special interview with a man who has been known as the Lone Striker, Mr. Viper, the international sex hero, however you can now call him, ICW World Heavyweight Champion. Yes, I'm pleased to be joined by DCT. How's it going, sir?
Oh, it feels lovely just hearing that. The champ is here.
Don't get too full John Cena mode.
No, definitely not. We don't want half the crowd booing me. Oh wait, they already did that, shugs.
how you feeling, man? I know we kind of spoke not just after the show, and you said you were starting, the adrenaline was wearing off and you're starting to feel the pain.
Yeah.
Are you any better, or are you still...
Definitely better. In the first couple of days after any match, you know, like I told you before, the adrenaline wears off and you start to feel all the aches and pains and everything. And after that, I mean, it was, you know, about a 20-minute match, high pressure, high intensity. So I was absolutely gubbed for about most of the week afterwards, to be honest. But I'm feeling much better, to be honest.
How's the past week been for you? I mean, obviously massive win for you is an understatement. What's the reaction been from obviously friends, colleagues, pretty much anybody around you?
It's been overwhelming, to be honest. I think it's been some of the most positive feedback I've ever had on social media, like for the most part. I'm sure there's been a few of, you know, like Stevie's fans who weren't too happy, but even at that, you know, I had some of his fans congratulating me because they enjoyed the match or whatever. But yeah, just a lot of love from the boys, from the fans. It's been crazy.
Yeah, I think that's an understatement, obviously. As I've interviewed the two of you, I was pretty torn myself on the match. I was kind of, in my head, I was like, this should be a good match. Whoever wins deserves it at the end of the day. And I think what you went through in that whole 20 minutes, as you said, I think the least you deserve is to come out with the belt.
Well, of course. I think there's a few people who... I've heard there were a few sweepstakes where it didn't quite go to plan. So
The sweepstake went well for me. I won, so I'm not complaining in mine.
Oh, there you go. See, you've always got a bet on DCT.
Obviously, a fantastic match. When we spoke previously, you talked about how you didn't really have any other plans. I mean, I just came back from holiday and you said, you didn't even think about going on a wee holiday. I mean, had you had anything back up in plan in case you'd lost, or were you fully confident as you were back then?
No backup. I meant everything I said. I didn't have any contracts to fall back on. Funnily enough, I'm now possibly getting more opportunities elsewhere. It was one of those kind of all or nothing situations, and it's paying off already, so it's bonkers. I'm still kind of soaking it all in, to be honest. I figured this would happen eventually, but I didn't necessarily think it would happen this soon. I mean, I've only been wrestling 6 years, which, you know, it is a long time, but, you know, this guy's been going for 15 years who haven't, you know, won that title. It's been mental. I'm still coming to terms with it.
Oh yeah, definitely. As you said, the social media reaction was great. I mean, was it the picture of you with the belt went pretty viral across all, pretty much most of the scene, which has got to be good, quite good for yourself to see that.
Yeah, I mean, my phone just blew up. Like, seeing the first hour after the show, I was just like, I can't even look at this, because it was just constant notifications. It's probably a small insight into what, you know, the people in WWE get every single day. But it was absolutely bonkers. You know, I had people that I haven't spoken to in like years coming out of the woodwork to congratulate me and stuff like that, which is, you know, very much appreciated. Yeah, I think so many people were shocked. Like, nobody saw this coming. which is fine, you know. Like, I like to surprise people. Always have. I always kind of keep my cards kind of close to the chest, you know. So I don't like to give anything away. So I think that the shock factor is what really made it. Like, so many people have said that, you know, the bell rang and they're expecting, you know, someone to come out and reverse the decision and stuff like that. But then Simon announced it and they were like, because it was a really weird, like, there was a cheer, but then it was like, it took maybe 3 seconds for everyone to realise, oh no, this is real, this is happening.
Kind of like Lesnar Taker streak ending. Maybe not as significant.
Maybe not to the same extent, but like, yeah, that sort of idea where they were just like, wait, what? And then the reaction comes, and then it was like a delayed pop. It was so weird. It was cool, but it was bizarre.
Kind of before the match, I mean, obviously you guys were on main event at night two, and preceding your match, you had Jackie Pohl Lionheart match on night one, which was an absolute barn buster, absolutely amazing. And then a couple of hours before that, there was the Grado return. How did it feel to you before the match, having to follow what came about just with A2 moments and what else had happened over that weekend? Because in terms of a weekend, up until that point, it was one of the best weekends that the company had put on. And many people...
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, see, at the end of night one, I was sitting talking to Mikey Whiplash. We'd both just watched the Jackie versus Lionheart main event, and he just turned to me and he was like, yeah, good luck following that tomorrow. I was like, for God's sake. I knew it was like in a tall order, but you know, like, Stevie's one of the best anywhere. I can't say enough good things about his ability. Like, I think he is top notch, and up until Sunday he was the man. Now I've kind of shoved him out of the way and taken that spot. That's the nature of it. I'm very competitive. I like to surprise people. I like people to go, oh my God, that was the best match. You know, everyone's got different tastes. For some people, you know, Grado's return would have been the best moment of the weekend. Some people would have loved the, you know, like the Texas Death Match. Then there's like Angelico and Whiplash on night. That was night one, wasn't it? Yeah, Angelico versus Whiplash, which is one of the most a purely technical match. Like, there was, I think the reason the whole weekend was so good is that there was something there for everybody. And what we had to offer was, you know, emotion and shock value above anything else.
Yeah, totally. I mean, kind of on with your match, I mean, obviously you've spoken about your style of wrestling is not everybody always cup of tea. There was some mixed response from some of the crowd. They weren't sure what you were going to be able to produce in a main event scene. Can you talk to us about how you thought the match went yourself?
I thought the match went exactly the way I wanted it to. You know, in terms of quality, we exceeded even my own expectations. I know that I can handle being a main eventer. My pace, my style is kind of custom made to be a main eventer. I like to take my time. You know, it's hard to appreciate DCT in 6 minutes. You know, it's much easier with 15 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour. Again, like, I don't like to rush things, and the way that match went, everything, we took our time, everything went the way, you know, it all had the desired response. So, like, for anybody who didn't think I could do main event style, I'm like, well, I mean, I've been doing it elsewhere. Like, I haven't always been main event in ICW. I've had the odd shot at it, but anytime I've been in that situation, I've delivered. God, even go a couple of shows back, like the last couple of shows with ICW, God, there was the night I wrestled twice in one night, where the first half main was me and Renfrew. And then the second half main was me and Stevie. And again, I don't know how anyone could look at that and say, oh, he's not ready to be a main eventer. Like, of course I am. Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
a few weeks before that, you'd wrestled Grado in what was arguably the biggest match in Reckless Intent's history in many people's eyes for that main belt.
Well, in places like Reckless and Target Wrestling, you know, these are not the adult crowds. This is, you know, it's fairly family friendly for the most part. And, you know, I've had the chance to kind of hone my craft there, doing main event style. And, you know, whether it's been as, you know, blue-eyed babyface or as a horrible villain like I've been able to do Reckless, I've put the hours in. You can't say I've not worked at it. And the reason I've got to where I'm at is because I've put the work in.
Yeah, totally.
And it's fine. You can't make everybody happy. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and I don't care. It's if you don't like me, who cares? Cheer somebody else. That's fine. There's so many different wrestlers that you can get attached to. I'm very much okay with not being everybody's favourite, because that's just the way the world works now.
Yeah.
I see the fact that I'm getting. And don't get me wrong, I still think it's mostly a pretty good response. See the on social media after it, it's been more positive than it's been negative.
Yeah.
In certain circles, you know, I know there's certain ones that will hate me, and that's fine. But for the most part, taking a step back and looking across the board, it's been really good. And you can't be a top guy without somebody hating you these days. It all started with Hulk Hogan, really, in the 90s. They all started booing him eventually.
Yeah.
Then now it's just kind of the done thing where John Cena, depending on what city he's in, he might get a 50-50 reaction. Somewhere else he'd get 90% cheers. It entirely depends on the night. It depends who you're wrestling. It's very rare to get a 100% reaction anywhere now.
Yeah.
Especially as a main eventer, because that's when people start throwing their opinions at you, which, again, that's fine. As long as you're paying for a ticket, and as long as you're getting into it, that's fine. If you'll boo me, I'll go with that. I don't really care. I'm getting paid either way, you know.
But obviously you say the reaction's good, because I think the one word that gets thrown about is respect, and there was obviously a lot of respect for you at the end of that, end of that match, and it must have been good for you to kind of share it with the likes of Coach, who took a beating for you. To the likes of, obviously, we well acknowledge your best friend, Simon, calling your victory. I mean, how often do people get to say their best pal calls their title victory?
It's mental. It's so rare. That, I mean, obviously, yes, me and Coach are very close. Had the wife there as well. Had Coach's son there. But me and Simon have been best mates since we were 14 or something like that. So it's, you know, that's a long time before we were even involved in the business. So yeah, there's not very many of us who get, you know, to have moments like that. Friends who have been there since you were, we've seen each other literally dreaming about wrestling. I remember us being buzzing that Simon was announcing a show that I was refereeing on. You know, this is how far we've kind of came together. It's been absolutely nuts. It's so crazy.
Yeah, because you obviously shared a picture of when you were younger, and when with the expos, and obviously you had the yellow tie on as well. I think that might have been for you. I think that there was no.
I mean, it's possible. It's very possible that there was some blatant favoritism there.
Maybe a wee bit. It wasn't green, and it wasn't neutral.
Nah.
Obviously now you are the champ, and you're now the most wanted guy in the company. Obviously now Stevie's gone from the country. How long that will last, we don't know. Obviously wrestling. What do you think's going to be the future going forward now? Because obviously there's two guys who have kind of targeted the belt. One being Joe Hendry, and the other one, of course, being Lionheart, who's openly made the challenge for Fear and Loathing. What's your thoughts going forward as a champ?
I am very open to wrestling both those guys. I've wrestled them both before. They're both world-class athletes. You know, both are making big appearances on World of Sport. Joe Hendry on Impact Wrestling as well. Either of those matches is a marquee main event. That's, you know, I'm very interested in both. Very interested in beating both, because at the end of the day, that makes me look even better. And like I've said before, I'm very competitive. I like to be put in a position where somebody's going to push me. And I know both of those guys can. Obviously, you can't just say I'm going to get a title shot at the Hydro. Lionheart, yes, he beat Jackie, but he has to earn it. You know, Jackie beat him twice before. Like, just because you beat your enemy once doesn't mean you got a crack at the champ, you know? So if we get to that, cool, let's see what happens. I'm very, very game for it, because I'd love to be tested against Lionheart in main event position. But I'm open to all comers. Like, this is the thing with the stipulation of that match. You know, there's no rematch there for Stevie. He's out of the picture. Like, we're not going to see him for who knows how long. So I'm open. I'm open to any and all comers. I'll be addressing that on the next ICW Garage show. But we'll see. Another thing I'm really wanting to do is to kind of take things international again. It's been a long time since the ICW title was defended overseas. Right. And if things go my way, that's what's going to happen again. It's a World Heavyweight Championship, and I want to be a traveling champion. It's, like I said, it's been a while. I want to bring back that aspect of being the champion. So just keep an eye on things.
That's a nice wee insight. I kind of like that one. That's brilliant. Because obviously, yeah, like you said, there is so much competition out there, not just in the company worldwide. I mean, if you talk about the company, you've got Jackie as well, and even Grado's back now. So
yeah,
there's so much going on. So many potential opponents.
Well, this is the thing. Dallas has spoken about this publicly, that with WWE signing a fair amount of talent, we've been in ICW's been in a rebuilding phase for a while, and now I think Shug's really showed that things are getting back on top. You know, we're pushing towards another Hydro show where there's all this talent either returning, like Grado, there's new guys like myself coming through. I mean, I'm a brand new main eventer. Like, this is my first title reign. This is a whole new world, and this is the kind of build the company's been needing. And I'm very excited to be, you know, essentially the main guy at the forefront of that, which I didn't imagine could have happened a couple of years ago. It's absolutely mental. But yeah, I think the company's in a really good position just now, and I think the only way is up.
Yeah, definitely. But you're now the leader by default now, so no pressure on you.
That's the thing. I love the pressure. Like, I think there's sometimes a bit of a curse on the ICW champion, in that, you know, they've slayed their dragon. Where do they go next? And I'm like, give me more dragons to slay. Like, I want not just the guys that are the best here, I want the guys that are the best in Mexico or Japan or Ireland or Germany or wherever. Americans, bring them all. Come one, come all. I'm ready for it. I'm so ready for it. I'm ready to prove that I'm the champion that I say I am.
Are you going to have like one of those maps, like people have maps in their room where they've tried, like where they've visited, and you're going to have like people you've wrestled?
Just tick them all off, going, yep, there, done that one. Going to end up like in San Marino wrestling their greatest wrestler or something.
I look at it more like collecting scalps. collecting trophies, and I'd love to do it all over the world. Obviously, you know, we'll see how things go.
I love how Stevie's been in the door a minute and you've kind of took his stealing scalps.
Exactly. Like a magpie. I steal everybody that I wrestle, I just steal little bits from them, to make myself better. I think you've got to learn from all your opponents. You've got to take the best aspects from them to improve your own game. And like I said, Stevie is one of the best. He's one of the best wrestlers in the world. And the attitude that helps him become the champion, a little bit of that is now part of me. And that's why I'm the champion. So
absolutely. I say it is absolutely well deserved for that victory. And I'll look forward to seeing exactly what you're going to be able to do as a champion. Obviously, so many challengers. So not long to the Hydro. You know, it could be a great rest of the year for yourself.
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, I want to defend the title all over the place. So I'm making sure that I'm walking into the Hydro as the champion. And I think that would be the crowning achievement. I don't see myself as completely, like, I've not completely reached the top of the mountain yet. Mm. I need to get to the Hydro as the champion. And that's the thing that will prove that I'm the man. I look forward to the challenges along the way. And I'm just buzzing. I mean, the only downside to it is that, you know, my bag's £7 heavier now. So.
Have you got a nice place for the championship set up in the house?
I do, yes. Proudly on the mantle.
Next to the graduation pictures, no doubt.
Oh, of course.
DCT, thanks again for taking the time to speak to me today.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks a lot.
Listen, cunts, I don't care what the fuck you think you're doing. Whatever you think is more important with your life, you honking bag of dick tips. You know what you should be doing? You should be going online. You should be subscribing. You should be listening to the back catalogue of Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet, whatever the fuck you're doing. That's what you should be doing. I don't care if it's your mum's birthday. I don't care if she's feeling contractions. Get on it right now. Sports Social Podcast Network.